Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition. Corey and I have got a great show. We've got our usual lineup of very, very interesting guests. We're starting out with Jeremy Martin. Jeremy is the son of a very old friend of mine. I'm not saying that he's old. I'm saying he's a really good friend of mine who I've known for an awful long time. His name is Joe Martin. Joe really helped me out a lot when I was getting started in this business. I used to speak at his conferences, the Cambridge House conferences, and I got to tell you, I owe Joe a lot, and Jeremy has taken up the reins as the executive producer of the Cambridge House. Interestingly enough, I met Jeremy at a dinner when my wife and I were having dinner with Joe and his wife Mary Ellen, and Jeremy was also there. So that was way back when. Anyway, having said that, Jeremy, you guys are doing a really, really good job. You've got your 20th anniversary Vancouver Resource Investment Conference coming up here next weekend, specifically January 18th, which is Sunday, and January 9th. And I have to say, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'll be up there for one day. Corey and I will be doing radio on Sunday. So if we have any listeners, please stop by and shake our hands. We'd love to meet you. Again, we've met most of you in person, but we'd love to meet you guys in person. Jeremy, how about a bit of an overview on the show?
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're very excited to be bringing this show. As you mentioned, being the 20th year since Cambridge House's inception, it's a big one for us. You know, it's become our flagship show, you know, right in the backyard and the home and the heart of mineral exploration. This Vancouver Resource Investment Conference is smack dab in the middle of the universe, as we like to say. As always, we have a terrific lineup, a ton of companies. We have over 350 companies joining us this year. We have over 45 confirmed speakers. We're expecting upwards of 8,000 people coming through the doors over the 2 days. So and there's a lot of little side things going on all around the conference. We're very excited about this year.
Jeremy, what I find so valuable about these conferences is twofold. One, you get all these experts in one place at one time, and you get to listen to their speeches, and then also ask them questions specifically, because pretty much everybody there who's presenting has a booth and spends some significant time at the booth. And then the other aspect that is very appealing is the interaction with companies. We all know that the market has been tough for junior resource companies recently, but there are still a number of them out there that have money in the bank, have good properties, and have a plan going. And the nice thing about this show is that it is happening in January. I encourage many of our listeners who are out there and who are attending the show to talk to some of these companies and ask them what their plans are for 2015. And you might be surprised at what companies have to say, and surprised in a good way, I would say. So, Jeremy, if you could maybe get into some of the speakers.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the speakers, the speaker lineup is terrific. It's another thing that we're very excited about. It's very diverse. We've got a couple of big-name fund managers that are regulars at the conferences, both Rick Rule and Frank Holmes. We have a couple of new authors on board. Gianni Kovacevic, he's the author of My Electrician Drives a Porsche, along with Marin Katusa, who is now a New York best-selling author for his book, The Colder War. Another one we're really excited about who doesn't come out that often is Ned Goodman. You know, Ned doesn't speak often, so when he does, he's a guy that you really listen to. Obviously, the founder of now Dundee and a new investor in the Canadian Stock Exchange. So, you know, a very big advocate for venture capital in Canada and a very good guy to have. A number of others, you know, Keith Schaefer talking on the oil and gas side. We have Danielle Park, who is always very insightful and very good to listen to, along with just a laundry list of others. Some new speakers up and coming. Tommy Humphreys of CEO.ca, along with mining magnate or mining mogul Ross Beattie will be there. So, you know, the list doesn't end, and it really is jam-packed.
Well, it really is, and I got to tell you, it's interesting that I think the Martin family in general has done a really, really good job, an admirable job. You guys are, I have to say, really, really a tremendous asset, both to the conference industry and also to the mining industry. You know, a lot of the folks who are speakers at your conference, because of the exposure that I was able to get upwards of 20, 25 years ago from your dad speaking at the conferences. Most of these folks are now regular guests on our show. Marin Katusa, I've got nothing but time for Marin, you know, as an example. Interesting background. You know, he was a calculus teacher at Simon Fraser University. He met up with Doug Casey, and he is now very, very up the ladder, for lack of better terms, in Casey Research. He is their energy guy. He's somebody who we really, really value. And I have to tell you, both Marin and Marina have become really good friends of Kathy's and mine. It's a pleasure to be around people like that. Tell us a little bit about some of the companies that are going to be there, Jeremy.
Of course. Well, you know, we have over 350 companies, and they range everywhere from your grassroots to your producers. You know, there's a handful of billion-dollar market caps sitting on the floor, as you know, as well as you know, not even the small caps, but the micro caps. So everything in between, and they're covering all things mineral and metals. So, you know, whether it's our graphite companies or our specialty metals with, you know, the tungstens and the rare earth elements, or, you know, the base metals, which are very hot now, you know, tin and copper and things like that have been getting a lot of traction lately. And, of course, the huge component with our precious metals bug, which is really where my heart lays. You know, I'm a gold and silver kind of guy, so there's a lot of gold and silver companies on the floor. But, I mean, everything from, as I mentioned, you know, the rare specialty metals to, you know, the base and the precious ones, the whole spectrum is covered when it comes to the metals and minerals.
Now, Jeremy, you talk very closely with a lot of these companies, and having over 350 companies attending this conference is a testament to the Cambridge House brand and your hard work in getting these companies there. When you have been talking with the multitude of companies, what has been their overall, I guess, theory on what's happening in the market and how they're structuring their company moving forward?
Right. Well, you know, that is something that we are proud of, is having that close connection with all of our clients and the industry. You know, I can't walk the two blocks to my house from the office without bumping into half a dozen clients, you know, through the streets of Vancouver here. You know, the sentiment has been one that's very unique. You know, the bear market, we're entering the fourth year of this resource bear or the venture, Canadian TSX venture. From our 2011 highs, and it's unprecedented. It's unlike anything we've seen in the past. It's not like 87, it's not like 91, 99, 2001, 2008. It's really, really unique. So it's gotten to the point where companies are accepting that they can't sit and wait for the markets to turn. They can't sit and wait for the markets to rally. They have to, you know, be operating as if business as usual. And it can be unfortunate. A lot of companies have, you know, very tight budgets are very cash strapped, but you have to get creative. You have to and use the money what it's meant to be for. You got to keep the drills turning in the ground, and you got to keep raising shareholder awareness and put yourself in a better position when you need to raise money further down the road. So, you know, companies are trucking ahead, and I think the sentiment has gotten to the point where you know, people have accepted the market for what it is and are continuing to operate as they should.
Well, people are continuing to operate as they should. You know, as John Kaiser, who was a speaker at your conference, said over a year ago, he said a lot of the companies listed on the Vancouver Stock Exchange, TSX, I guess I should say, showing my age there, TSX Venture Exchange, really don't have any business being there, and they're going to get weeded out. And they pretty much have gotten weeded out. And now the companies that are there, I would have to say, for the most part, are solid little, very well-run companies. And not all are in a really good position financially, but the great majority of them are. There's no question about that. Again, I want to highly recommend, endorse this show, Sunday, January 18th, Monday, January 19th. Corey will be there both days, and I will be there on Sunday, and we'll be doing some radio interviews. Stick around. Corey and I are going to be right back with the next segment.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is January 5th, 2014, and gold opened at $1,197.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,242.08, $621.04 for a half ounce, or $310.52 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,242.08, $621.04, and $310.52.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I really do want to highly recommend that anybody who is in the Vancouver area the weekend of Sunday the 18th, and then again Monday the 19th of this month, really ought to plan on attending the Cambridge House Conference. If you want more information, click on their banner. One of the, in my opinion, featured speakers, and a guy who's really, really a good guy is Eric Coffin. Eric is the purveyor of the Hard Rock Analyst. He's a guy who I've known for an awful long time, and I have absolutely nothing but time for him. Corey, you've got some history with Eric, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I do, Eric. I've attended that Subscriber Investment Summit a number of times. We've chatted at length about a number of companies. Eric's one of the good guys in the industry, so it's always great to have him on the show.
Eric is going to be involved in three or four events at the Cambridge House Summit. If you want to press the flesh, so to speak, and really just chat with him, please just look him up. He's a very personable individual, and he'd love to talk with you. Eric, what we'd like to hear right now for about the next 7 minutes or so is, what's your perception on what's going on in the markets? You know, when we were talking off mic, you had some really interesting things to say about the energy sector, for example.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I don't follow oil and gas stocks a lot, although a lot of my friends do. Obviously, it has a big impact on the resource stocks that I do follow, because energy is such a huge cost for a lot of mining operations. The oil price dropping $50 a barrel isn't doing oil and gas companies any favor, but I mean, I'm viewing it as being essentially a $1 trillion fiscal stimulus to the world economy. It should do the most good in the places that have the highest energy usage and the most energy imports, which essentially is places like Japan and Europe, and of course those are the ones that don't most desperately need it. A lot of guys I know in the energy sector are talking about a quick bounce. I'm having trouble seeing how that's going to happen personally. I wouldn't be surprised if we see oil prices stay down for a year or more.
I think the supply and demand is out of whack right now. There is way too much supply with these shale oil plays, as well as Saudi Arabia continuing with their high production. I see oil staying down at these levels for a little while. Now, before we move on to precious metals, let's chat a little bit about base metals. I know that you were talking about the slowdown in China, how that may affect or is affecting base metals. Can you go into a little bit more detail on this, please?
I think when you look at China, I know it's certainly popular these days to assume they're going to go over a cliff. Never say never, I suppose, but I think the guys running that country are doing a better job than most of the market's giving them credit for when it comes to trying to take their economy to the next level. And while I wouldn't say it would be an instantaneous change, I think all of us underestimate the importance of the Chinese population becoming a consumer population, which they haven't really been up to now. And when you look at the average income in that country, shifting over to that base, which is what Beijing's trying to do right now, everyone assumes that's the end of days for commodities, but you're talking about 1 billion people becoming high-end consumers. They're going to be buying a lot of stuff. We've seen a couple of recent announcements about China deciding to speed up infrastructure projects, and I think they're doing the right things on the financial side, too. They're not quite there yet. They're bringing in deposit insurance. They're going to open up their lending market more to the world. And the other thing I think they're going to do is they're going to let a few of these guys go bankrupt, which I think they really have to do. One of the scary things about China is that they've almost put too much of a safety net under everything. I think, you know, investors in the Chinese financial markets, most of them being Chinese citizens themselves, I mean, they've got to learn that you've got to do due diligence, and when you're wrong, you're going to get hit. They have to be a lot more discriminating than they have been. And I don't think there's really any way to make that happen other than to let a few of these things that should go under that are badly managed, some of these state and provincial companies that are just basically a joke, some of them just have to go. And I think that's actually going to be a positive. I'm not convinced we're going to see a big fall off.
The world has really become more than just North America, you know, and this is something that we've all been aware of for quite some time now. But, you know, growing up as a kid, everything centered around North America for me. It was all about the USA this, the USA that. And that is definitely not the case right now. The strength that's coming out of Asia, Eastern Asia, et cetera, with Russia, China, you know, Japan, everybody else, is really kind of making them, I would have to say, equal partners with the United States.
States in terms of what's really going to happen in the investment community. It's not just us anymore, and for one, I have to say I'm kind of glad about that. Having said that, we were talking with Grant Williams last week, and Grant said, flipping over to the gold sector, when you really look at the world in total, he said, I've never seen a better environment for a gold vis-a-vis the price of gold increasing. And he said, when you consider the black swans that are potential for 2015, he said, I'm really optimistic. What do you think about that?
I would agree with him. I mean, it's obviously the gold market's been more than a bit frustrating for me and everybody else involved with this stuff. But there's just so much going on out in the world right now that could go sideways. We're really getting into uncharted territory. I mean, I was looking at bond yields the other day, and it's mind-boggling, really, when you consider the fact that two or three of the world's major economies, you know, German, French, Italian, those bonds on the short end of the curve have all gone negative. I mean, people are basically paying for the privilege of buying short German bonds or Italians or French. And I'm not sure any of us really know how this is going to pan out. But, you know, I was thinking about it, and it's been such an automatic knee-jerk reaction by the market that when you get close to something like deflation, that's automatically a negative for the gold market. But, you know, most of the guys that have been very bearish on the metal for the last few years, their whole argument's been the reason why it's going to drop is, one, the U.S. dollar is going to go up, and two, yields are going to go up, and because gold has no yield, interest rates increasing are a negative for it. Well, if that's the case, it seems to me that interest rates going negative all over the place should actually be a positive. It doesn't have the competition in terms of yield anymore. The fact that it has a zero yield means if you buy gold right now, you actually get a better yield than if you buy French or German or Italian bonds. They're all negative. When you add to that, you know, Greece, slowdown in Asia, Russia sort of teetering on the brink financially with $50 oil prices, there's just so much geopolitical stuff right now that I hate seeing gold go up for political reasons, but I can't help but agree with them that there is potential for a lot of black swans right now.
And the fact of the matter, too, is, Eric, is that if we value gold in other currencies, it actually has been moving up fairly well against a lot of these other currencies. So just because the U.S. does have this strength doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to severely impact gold. And we have seen gold hanging up there, I feel, quite nicely. Al?
I would have to agree with that. I don't think there's any question about it. Gold is incredibly resilient right now. You know, a lot of the folks on our blog, all 8,000 of you, are saying that you think we're crazy when you say to stay on the sidelines. A lot of you are saying you think we're crazy because we're not incredibly bullish on gold. But I have to say I am bullish, Corey, in the sense that you just brought up right now. It has been incredibly resilient in some difficult times. Stick around. We're going to be right back with Chris Temple.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Been a pretty good show so far. You know, Jeremy Martin talking about the Cambridge House show on the 18th and 19th. I got to stress again, Corey and I are going to be there doing radio on the 18th. Love to see some of you. And then Eric Coffin always has some really good stuff to say. Chris Temple always has some good stuff to say, and he's with us right now. We don't have him on the show every single day because he's an idiot. We have him on the show every single day because he's a very, very bright guy. Chris, you know, I would maintain that the most dangerous economic situation in the world right now is what's going on in Europe. Let's talk a little bit about the possibility of a QE in Europe.
Well, the markets have sure bet the farm and every animal on it that there's going to be a QE in Europe. You know, a lot of people have pointed out that the reason that we have seen in the recent past 10-year bonds in Germany go down to 40-some basis points. In France, 10-year paper is 70-some basis points. And almost across the board, the rates are rock bottom. Yes, on the one hand, it's because prices are declining and you've got officially, as of this last week, year-over-year price deflation in the Eurozone. That's part of the reason why rates are so low. But I would submit to you another reason that's not being discussed nearly as much is the fact that everybody, as I said, has bet the farm and the animals on it on the fact that QE is coming. And so you've essentially had the capital markets and money managers trying to front-run the European Central Bank, and they've been piling in a sovereign debt thinking that Mario Draghi is going to make their bets good. Just as, you know, a few years back when Ben Bernanke first floated the idea of QE, everybody made a mad scramble to buy treasuries at the time. So the danger here is, I mean, there's a few facets to it, Al. One is, what happens if on January the 22nd we don't get a full-fledged QE from Draghi? Are the markets going to be patient again? You know, I heard Art Cashin of UBS. He's a regular on CNBC. I love listening to him. You know, he's saying again that Draghi has his Clara Peller moment coming up. You remember her? She was a lady years ago for the Wendy's commercials that asked, where's the beef? You know, well, where's the QE? We've been talked to death by Draghi. Zillions of dollars have been bet on QE is coming. Well, is it coming or isn't it? So the risk is that if the markets don't get what they want, or there is some tortured version of a QE, which is the most likely scenario for various legal reasons, we might see bond markets sell off. We might see some, you know, pretty strong dislocations in global markets, and they wouldn't be isolated just to Europe.
Well, and Chris, I think the interesting aspect about all this is Draghi has been talking about QE for quite some time now, and it seems like he hasn't had the power, or he hasn't been able to convince Germany especially to go forward with this QE. Assuming that he is able to convince them, do you think QE will have the same impact over in Europe that it did in the U.S.?
No, because it's already been proven. The exact same thing, Corey, and this is another thing that people don't understand. They've already done everything they possibly can. You go back to 2012, and that was the moment where Draghi said he'll do whatever it takes to save the Eurozone. That was the last time when there was a lot of muttering that the Euro was in danger. Not by coincidence, that was the time that the 10-year Treasury note made its all-time low yield of about 1.4%, when a lot of scared money thinking that the Euro wouldn't be saved was finding a safe haven in U.S. dollars and in U.S. paper. Since that time when he said he'll do everything that it takes, there have been a few legal challenges. There is one pending now. This next week, on the 14th, the European Court of Justice will render its preliminary decision over whether Draghi has the power to do that or not. I don't think he's going to get shot down, but as I said a few minutes ago, I think that what we're going to see is kind of a tortured way in which the court will say, well, you can do QE if it's for this purpose and this purpose and this purpose. All right. Aside from that, what have we seen since his whatever it takes comment? At long last, the euro has weakened considerably since the early part or the middle part of 2014. That hasn't helped the economy. Interest rates have already been pushed down to just about nothing. That hasn't helped. Last but not least, for months now, Draghi had this QE light, as we were calling it a few months ago, where hundreds of billions of euros were made available to the banking system over there to make available to consumers and businesses for loans. Well, what has been the result of that? It hasn't all been taken up because there's no demand for it. So you've already got hundreds of billions of euros that have been made available to the banking system over there that they don't all want. That hasn't solved the problem. You've already got interest rates even lower than they are here, now rivaling Japan interest rates. That hasn't done it. What more is the actual, you know, the actual implementation of a QE? What more is that going to do? It's not going to do anything. I'll say this, that another interesting meeting coming up the next day after this first verdict by the European Court of Justice is on January the 15th, when Ukrainian President Poroshenko meets with Russian President Putin and some other European leaders in Kazakhstan. I'll tell you right now, more will be done for Europe and its economy if, as even French President Hollande has come out and said recently, they finally roll back this destructive sanctions regimen and bring Russian energy back to Europe, get rid of the sanctions, help both everybody's economies in question. That will do more for Europe, in my opinion, than any QE rollout. I think that the markets in the end are going to end up, as has been the case before, disappointed when they don't get what they want. And even if they get some of it, it's not going to have the desired effect.
Well, there's no question about it that you got some areas in Europe that are really, really in trouble. Negative interest rates, as you brought up earlier, Chris, is something that, to me, is of, you know, some fairly serious concern. You know, when you take the following all into consideration: Greece, Italy, France, Spain, Portugal. You take all of those countries in consideration and you realize how close to the precipice they are. I would have to say that the situation in Europe has the potential to be one of the biggest black swans society has ever seen flying through the sky.
Well, it does. I completely agree, Al. And we've seen in recent days leading up, and of course one of the other dates of a few of them that we have to watch over the balance of January is not only the European Central Bank's meeting on the 22nd, but then on the 25th, Greece holds elections. By all appearances, Mr. Tsipras, the left-wing leader, as he is described in the media, will win. He insists that he doesn't want to just up and leave the euro, but the conditions that he has given for staying are probably not going to be met. Really, the end result is that Greece may threaten to leave. Germany has decided to play kind of a game of chicken over that, on and off. They say, well, you know, Chancellor Merkel came out 1 minute. She says, don't let the door hit you in the rear end on the way out. We can do without you. But then she backed off, and other ministers in her government came out and said, well, we would be willing to negotiate because Greece wants their debts renegotiated. And that's what this all boils down to. The problem is not QE or not QE and that type of thing. The problem is you've got a continent's economy, and more so in some of these smaller nations like Greece, where even after debts have been forgiven twice and written down and all the rest of this stuff, as a percentage of a still shrinking economy, the debt still is unmanageable. And the only way for some of these countries to manage it is to leave the euro, bring back their own currencies, devalue the daylights out of it, and at least in that process finally find a bottom and be willing to grow again after that. I don't think everybody in the end wants to see Greece leave, because if Greece does, then Spain and Italy and some others are going to say, wait a minute, what are we hanging around here for, going through this slow German instituted Chinese water torture of our economies? We want out also. So we, again, and you're right, Al, this could be a black swan event. If things don't all go perfectly and they get more time bought for them, we are going to be talking increasingly in 2015 of the existential worries, whether there will even be a euro to worry about in years to come.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com. You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition, Corey and I are chatting with Peter Brandt. Peter is a very successful trader, primarily does everything on technical analysis, has been doing it for the majority of his life. We've had Peter on the show a number of times in the past, and he's a pretty interesting guy, I got to tell you. We wouldn't be having him back if he wasn't. But having said that, we were talking off mic about a couple of subjects that I think will be of tremendous interest to you folks. One of them is Peter's views, again, from a technical standpoint, on the energy sector, and he's starting to change his views regarding the precious metals. Pete, let's start with how you feel about the energy sector right now. I mean, I never thought we'd see $50, and now we're down in the 40s.
Well, you know that I did. You know, I started talking and thinking about $50 crude oil a year ago and started thinking seriously about it last summer and played the markets from the short side via the futures markets. But we're here. We're below 50. We've hit 46 and change. It wasn't that many years ago that we had crude oil spike down into the mid-30s. I don't think we're going there again. What we're seeing, of course, though, is a tremendous amount of deleveraging, uncoupling of the leverage that has taken place in particularly the northern part of the United States, western part of Canada in recent years, in response to $100 crude oil and oil shale. So a lot of leverage was built up, and now we're starting to see that leverage be taken away. And I think it's going to take a while longer. We're going to see some distressed merchandise come out, both in the form of real estate as well as as crude production facilities. And so I'm not looking for any rebound real soon, but I think we've seen by far the worst of it. And we will likely bottom out, have a short covering rally. The first big short covering rally will, for me as a trader, be a great opportunity to be short the market. Once again, looking for a test of the lows, but I think somewhere sub 45 will be it. I can't believe that, you know, I bought gas this week for $1.72 at our local Costco. I thought that crude could go into the 50s and perhaps below 50, but you know, paying that kind of price for gasoline kind of brings it home. It made me realize, oh my goodness, it's here. I'm going to keep my car full at all times, though. So I think the worst is probably over, although there will still be some distressed liquidation of holdings. There will still be some real pain in North Dakota and Manitoba, and we'll start hearing more and more of the horror stories of people who have lost a fortune in betting that crude oil would never again go below $80. But in terms of flat price, we're at or about where this market will bottom.
Peter, I'm honestly not all that surprised that we have dropped down this low in oil after reading so many different reports that show the supply and demand imbalance, plus also listening to all these other countries who are major oil countries, one being the U.S. now with their shale oil, also the Saudis. It seems like these countries are okay, at least for right now, with a lower oil price, even though in some areas, as you mentioned, the northern part of the U.S. and Alberta and Manitoba, they are going to be struggling when we see some of the revenue numbers come out from these companies, because these low oil prices, they can't really produce this oil for even what it's trading at and selling right now. So my question to you is, even though we might be close to a bottom, how long do you think we could trend around in this, say, 50 to 60, maybe $40 to $60 range?
A couple of years. You know, it's not unusual when you have a boom and bust in commodities that you have the boom and you get a lot of marginal cost of production put online. And of course, what happens then in the subsequent bust years is you drive the marginal cost of production producers out of business. And that's exactly what's happened in precious metals. Of course, you have people talking about silver certainly can't stay here because people's production costs are in the low 20s. But whoever promised people to make money, especially marginal cost of production folks. So I don't see any real recovery anytime soon. I think it's going to be a long, slow process, and we're going to have to see a lot of production come offline. But people don't close production facilities just simply because prices go down here once. It takes prices to remain down here for a long period of time before you really start to strip off production.
Peter, let's flip over, if you don't mind, to the precious metals sector. You have been not particularly enthusiastic about precious metals, specifically gold and silver, in the past, but you're kind of starting to change your mind based on what you see happening technically. Can you elaborate on that for us a little bit?
You know, I'm a chartist, first and foremost, Al, I'm a chartist. And in the case of gold, I tend to focus more on gold than silver, but I do pay attention to silver. But in the case of the precious metals, we drove down and took out an important level of support in November, but the market didn't have any follow through. They had the market on the ropes, and they couldn't put it away. And the market stabilized and is kind of working its way back up now. Particularly case of silver, we had a day, a single day with silver prices a couple dollars or more daily range, and that is very, very typical of kind of a terminal washout. I think it was December 1st when silver prices just collapsed, and we saw silver have a daily range of $2.50. that often happens at the bottom. It was very typical of a bottom, very typical of the bulls hanging on, and finally getting washed out. And so I am actually quite constructive on gold. I have moved assets into physical. I'm increasing my position in physical gold. I haven't come to the point where I'm willing to take a futures leverage position yet, but I'm getting close. I think that there is at least a 50-50 chance that the metals have seen their absolute lows and that we could start to see some real price improvement. Again, with deflation the way it is, deflationary times the way it is, it's tough to create a case to become to start talking about $2,000 gold again, but I think we certainly can talk about the fact that gold has likely seen a bottom, is at or near a bottom, and the risk, I think, is in not having an ownership position at these price levels.
Peter, good to hear that you have this more bullish outlook, or at least conservatively bullish outlook in the precious metals. And what I find interesting, which I would like you to reiterate here in about a minute if you could, is that this volatility that we are seeing in gold and silver, which has been around for about a month or two now, you think that's actually a good sign, don't you?
I do. When you see a market fall out of bed like silver did in early December and snap right back, that indicates to me that supply has actually dried up and there's some good demand that's entered the market. You know, I think time will tell. I think it's bottoms don't happen quickly. I'm not a believer in what's technically called the extended bottoms, particularly in the precious metals. I think the bottoming is a process, but I think we have begun that process.
You know, it's an interesting situation going on in the conventional markets right now because, psychologically speaking, I think most of the people on our forum and most of the people who listen to this show are of the mind that, you know, we're really living in an environment that is nothing, in a financial environment, there really is nothing more than a house of cards. I mean, you've got an interest rate in the United States below 2%. You have interest rates in Europe in negative territory. It seems to me that there's really nothing holding up what's going on right now. But the fact of the matter is, it is the conventional markets are very, very strong. And we have technical folks on the show, Peter, Gary Savage, among others, who feel very, very strongly that, you know, the Fed has got your back at this moment in time. And if you don't invest in the conventional markets, watching them very, very carefully, you really stand to lose a fair amount of money. I guess the question is, just how long will that go on? Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back right after the news break at the top of the hour. Peter, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
You bet.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.